Hello again. This story again takes place in the town of Chelm. And as you know, as I said before, Chelm is a town of people who are very, very wise. And this story is about the wisest man in all of Chelm, Shlomo, the scientist. Ah, yes, Shlomo. It was as if when God created him, he poured all the wisdom of Chelm into his head. But God must have slacked off on other areas because Shlomo was not a very attractive man. No. One time a Chelmite went up to Shlomo and said, "Oi, Shlomo, how is it that a beautiful mind like yours is in such a frail and weak body?" And Shlomo sagely replied, "I was born a beautiful boy. But the midwife, well, she made a mistake. She switched me with an ugly baby. I am not myself. I am the beautiful boy. He is the ugly one." Yes, Shlomo truly was a wise Chelmite. And nothing exemplifies this more than the time that Chelm needed a new cemetery. Because there came a time in Chelm when the old cemetery was full. And with a full cemetery, well, no one could die. And this was both rude and very inconvenient. A council was called to decide what must be done. And it was soon decided that a new cemetery should be built. The only question was, where? Well, the younger generation said that the new cemetery should be built on a nearby hill, next to a windmill. From this hill, the dead would be able to hear the nearby stream as it flows by, listen to the birds chirp in the morning, and look upon all the happy people in Chelm. Yes, it would be a perfect place to be dead. But the older generation said no. The older generation said that the hill was too far away, and that by the time one was done mourning relatives in the old cemetery, one would have to walk all the way up the hill to mourn relatives in the other cemetery. No. One would be exhausted. This would not work. So the older generation said that the new cemetery should be built right next to the old cemetery. Being the older generation, much wiser, more respected, and closer to using the cemetery, their opinion won out. So it was decided the new cemetery would be built in the field right next to the old cemetery. But there was one question. How big should it be? Well, they couldn't use the measurements of the old cemetery. That was built when Chelm was much smaller, and it was filled. But Shlomo the scientist had an idea. And Shlomo said, "Chelmites, I know what we must do. We will go to the field. We will lie down next to each other, one man, one child, one woman to each plot. I will measure it out, and we will know exactly how big to make the new cemetery." Well, this was a great idea, and the Chelmites were about to applaud. But Shlomo stopped them, and Shlomo said, "Ah, but Chelmites, when we get older, we get larger. To account for this, when we go to the field, we will all wear our winter clothing." Well, this was a great idea. So that's just what the Chelmites did. The next day, every Chelmite put on his coats, his scarves, his jackets, his gloves, his hats. And they all went to the field. And every man, every woman, every child lay down next to one another. One man, one woman, one child to each plot. And Shlomo the scientist went about measuring all of it and marked everything. And when he was done, the Chelmites stood up and cheered and celebrated. All except for Shlomo the scientist. Well, this confused the Chelmites. They were celebrating his ingenious idea after all. So they asked him why he was not joining in the festivities. And Shlomo shook his head and said, "Because I was the one to measure the new cemetery. I have no plot myself. But it is all right. It is for the good of Chelm." Well, this did not sit well with the Chelmites. They were kind folk, after all. So it was decided that in the new cemetery, for Shlomo's ingenious idea and willingness to give up his own plot, Shlomo the scientist would be the first person buried in the new cemetery. I don't know how that turned out.